This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. A mistake prevented residents of a YK Delta community from being able to vote in the primary election. The State Division of Elections says it didn't know people were living in Muktovik until a week before the election, and Newtok never received supplies for its election, resulting in only 17 people there voting in the primary. KYUK's Greg Kim has the story on how this mishap occurred.
The trouble with Newtok's primary started with election officials who backed out of the job late. Division of Elections Director Gail Finumiai said the state had secured two voting officials to work the primary election back in June. At that point, Newtok Tribal Administrator Andrew John wasn't worried about the situation.
I'm sitting there, everything's going along, it's like it's supposed to be.
Then, on August 5th, 2 weeks before the primary election, one official quit, and the Division of Elections couldn't get in contact with the other one. The tribe and the division scrambled to recruit and hire new voting officials, which they managed to do by August 11th, just 1 week before the primary. In these phone calls with the tribe and the new voting officials, Finumiai says they learned for the first time that people were living in Muktovik. That remark raised eyebrows in Newtok. Over the past few decades, Newtok has been working closely with the state's Department of Commerce on the village's move to Muktovik. Tribal Administrator John said the Division of Elections should have known the status of the relocation project.
Departments within the state of Alaska don't communicate effectively.
In order to offer voting to residents living in Muktovik, the Division of Elections planned to send one of the voting officials from Newtok to the new village with absentee ballots. On August 11th, the division's Region 4 office, located in Nome, sent the ballots and supplies to Newtok via priority shipping. This is where the whole operation really fell apart.
Those materials never came.
That meant there were no absentee ballots to take to Muktovik. One resident who lives there, Lisa Charles, feels she missed out on an opportunity to have her voice heard.
I was sort of mad because I wanted to vote.
Quick thinking in Newtok allowed at least some residents to vote. Martha Simon was one of the voting officials who had taken the job a week prior. She printed out sample ballots that had been faxed ahead of time and offered in-person voting in Newtok. Finumiai says state law allows for sample ballots to be used when official ballots are not available. Simon says she tried to encourage people to vote, but not many came.
We went on the VHF every 15 minutes. We went on Facebook. We text everybody, try to text everybody in the village to come and vote.
Division of Elections Director Gail Finumiai reported that 17 Newtok residents voted in the primary election. Following the mishap in Newtok, Finumiai says the division is making some changes. The reason the election supplies were sent only a week before the primary was because the division was waiting to secure voting officials. She said next time the ballot supplies would be sent to the village ahead of time, regardless of the election worker situation. Finumiai says a plan for the upcoming general election is to provide in-person voting in Newtok and absentee in-person voting in Muktovik. And she says election workers are still needed in Newtok. Reporting for KYUK in Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And the pandemic has changed the face of schooling throughout the Lower Kuskokwim School District. Nowhere is this more evident than in school athletics. Superintendent Kimberly Hinkins says there is a mix of athletic options in the district, from schools who practice and compete with small neighboring communities, all the way down to those who practice but don't compete, and those that don't practice or do any athletics. Hinkins says some schools have even found a way to stage cross-country meets virtually, but that takes careful consideration of the nature of the course.
You wouldn't want one community, let's say if it's a two-mile run, to be asking students to run a completely hilly course where other students might have the opportunity to run a flat course. So you're looking for a similar course across the participating communities to provide for somewhat of the same experience for runners, and then you're combining the outcomes to come up with the winners.
Still up in the air is the decision to go forward with basketball and wrestling, two sports that require a lot of physical contact. The LKSD board is expected to take that up in its next meeting on October 22nd. Which schools are conducting classes in classrooms is also changing as the level of risk from the virus changes. Some village schools that were at high risk and keeping kids at home learning remotely have moved back to medium risk, allowing students to return to classrooms at least part of the school day. Hinkins says that transition back to classrooms occurred after the community made it through 2 weeks with no new cases of COVID-19. In Bethel, a hub community, Hinkins says the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation recommends guidelines that are a bit different for returning to classroom teaching.
They would support the move of Bethel schools back to medium risk after a two-week period where there's no new cases identified as community spread. We're going to continue to have cases that are travel-related, I'm sure, as long as people continue to travel.
The district is continuing to work at installing intranet systems that allow students learning from home real-time access to teachers. Hinkins says the priority is on putting that system in place in a village with sporadic community spread of the virus, which limits students to remote learning. So far, they have the firewall in place and the equipment is there. Now homeowners need to do the installation before it gets tested, which they're hopeful will happen by the end of this week. In Bethel, the district has put together a list of the households in the district that have students and is waiting on GCI to put the systems in place. And finally, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is offering free flu shots across the region this Saturday, October 3rd. YKHC worries that the simultaneous outbreaks of flu and COVID-19 could overrun its medical capacity and urges residents to get a flu shot. In a press release, the healthcare provider says it is sending free shots to village clinics in addition to providing them in Bethel. This Saturday, residents can get a free flu shot at outdoor drive-through clinics across the region. No appointments are needed. Flu shots will be available in Bethel on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the YKHC Administrative Building parking lot, the same parking lot holding the COVID-19 drive-through testing tent. For subregional clinics, free flu shots will be available on Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. in Aniak, Ammonick, Hooper Bay, St. Mary's, and Tuxuk Bay. For village clinics, residents can get free flu shots Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. at Asmathlok, Shafornik, Chivak, Crooked Creek, Eek, Holy Cross, Kasiglik, Kungiganak, Kotlik, Gwithlik, Quigilinguk, Mountain Village, Pilot Station, Scammon Bay, Sleepmute, and Tununik. And the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 5 new cases of COVID-19 on Tuesday. There are 13 active cases in the region, and YKHC has announced 153 cases since March. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.